of the narrow sea. He could buy a donkey with a coin he'd saved, and he and Rosie could take turns riding it as they wandered Westeros. Ebros might not think him worthy of the silver, but Pate knew how to set a bone and leech a fever. The small folk would be grateful for his help. If he could learn to cut hair and shave beards, he might even be a barber. That would be enough, he told himself, so long as I had Rosie. Rosie was all that he wanted in the world. That had not always been so. Once he had dreamed of being a maester in a castle, a service to some open-handed lord who would honour him for his wisdom and bestow a fine white horse on him to thank him for his service. How high he'd ride, how nobly, smiling down at the small folk when he passed them on the road. One night, in the Quill and Tankard's common room, after his second tankard of fearsomely strong cider, Pate had boasted that he would not always be a novice. "Choo, choo," lazy Leo had called out, "you'll be a former novice, herding swine." He drained the dregs of his tankard. The torchlit terrace of the Quill and Tankard was an island of light in a sea of mist this morning. Downriver, the distant beacon of the high tower floated in a damp of night like a hazy orange moon, but the light did little.